Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And it's hour number three on this beautiful Tuesday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 6:10 here, so we got a lot of time to work with here, Chris, and we've got a loaded hour three. So why don't we get started?
Yeah, absolutely. Just reminding folks, evacuees are being welcomed at the Pensacola Bay Center. Just opening the doors at 6 p.m. tonight. That shelter is a state-run shelter. The Red Cross is managing that facility. And it's the Red Cross from the Tallahassee Red Cross. They're on site providing aid to evacuees. And it opened up at 6 o'clock and just trying to help some folks out. As we mentioned to you, we're going to see a lot of out-of-town guests starting today throughout the rest of the week. I'm sure more than a dozen Florida counties are under mandatory evacuation orders just ahead of Hurricane Milton. And many of those Central Florida evacuees headed to hotels from Pensacola to Navarre, Airbnbs, campgrounds. But the clock's ticking, and for some facing no vacancy signs, that is why they have opened up the Bay Center to help those folks out. Governor DeSantis, in his latest presser, he did it from Ocala this afternoon and addressed the Port of Tampa status and the debris all over everything south of Tampa.
Putting up hurricane shutters, prepping sandbags, and getting rid of anything that could fly and cause more damage. Hurricane Milton is expected to bring Florida even more devastation.
I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
Florida is no stranger to hurricanes. In August of 1992, Andrew targeted the state, making landfall in Miami-Dade County. The storm brought sustained winds of 145 miles per hour and destroyed more than 50,000 homes, killing nearly two dozen people. Then another beast of a storm, Charley, hit Florida in 2004, making landfall in Punta Gorda, causing millions of dollars in damage. Then in 2018, the Florida Panhandle was hit by Michael, more than 40 deaths blamed on this storm. 2 years ago, Ian came in like a wrecking ball in September, making landfall as a Category 4 storm, killing around 160 people. And just last week, Helene, making its mark in Florida and Western North Carolina.
Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic.
Leaving folks who are still cleaning up from Helene to brace for another punch.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis went on to say, basically, if you are in evacuation zones A, B, or C. Now, zone A goes all the way across the state of Florida into Daytona Beach. The storm is going to hit as about 125 mile per hour Cat 3 storm, but it is going to maintain that velocity right across the state. So Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, in that area, they have to brace as well. So the theme today is, and the governor did a lot of pressers across Central Florida today, but his theme was, get out. Do not hang around for this one.
Right. And that's been the consensus, really.
That's exactly right.
Amongst all of these health and safety officials.
And we'll hear from Governor DeSantis a little bit later this hour.
Yes. And, of course, with some of these people that are evacuating, they're trying to seek refuge in the Panhandle. And with over a dozen counties, under mandatory evacuation orders, we were bound to get people coming in.
Sure.
And they've been staying in hotels and in campgrounds. And those spots have been, people have been saying, hey, we're going to be full soon. Well, the Bay Center opened just under 15 minutes ago, correct?
Absolutely. And one thing, if you're planning on going out tonight to a local restaurant or so, you might encounter a lot more people than usual.
Yes.
We have a lot more people in town. Let's put it like this. Occupancy rate at hotels, Airbnbs, campgrounds across the area, they're not available. They've already right. been taken. So we do have a lot of folks in town. Welcome to Pensacola, everybody. We're glad you're here. I hope it is a safe venture for you. But if you're maybe planning on doing that night out tonight and making reservations or trying to get into a restaurant locally, especially around the downtown area, you might want to bring along a little patience with you.
That is absolutely true. Just about 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report on Scenic Highway. This is near where Olive Road meets Scenic. It is causing some backups in that area. Outside of that, though, it's just a few of the same spots we've been covering on throughout this afternoon. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, you're being pushed back just beyond North Davis Highway. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards the Chick-fil-A at Fairpoint Drive, there was an accident there. Last hour, there was a vehicle on fire that has caused heavy congestion still. And then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That's pushing you just past the Circle K. As for the weather, it's been in the 80s here, 84 degrees now to be exact. A low of 70 tonight with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow will be similar. High of 87, low of 65. Sunny, mostly clear day.
Yeah, we've been working with Todd Payne. Of course, he's the assistant airport director out at P&S this afternoon. And I just wanted to kind of update you on some flights that are concerned, especially coming out of Central Florida. If you were expecting somebody coming in on Silver Flight 80, this is out of Tampa, wheels down 610, forget it. The airport closed at 9 o'clock this morning.
Right.
So what they're slating on their board now is just contact the airline, which is always the best advice. If you got any concerns or whatever, contact the carrier. They're going to give you the right one. Now, here's another flight coming out of Orlando. It's Silver Flight 60. Wheels down 7:10 tonight. Actually, wheels down at 8 p.m. tonight. That flight is going to be it's in the air actually right now because Orlando does not shut down their airport until 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
So the flights are still operating out of Orlando, and there's one other concern out at P&S this evening. Washington Reagan, if you got somebody coming in on American 5544, wheels down 914. Well, it's been delayed a good hour and 15 minutes, about 10:30 on that. That's some of the updates coming out of Pensacola International this afternoon.
And some other effects of this storm upcoming include Walt Disney World and Universal Studios Orlando closing early Wednesday. That's just for you on the off chance that you planned on heading down there this week. Hopefully not. Disney World announced that they'll close their four parks in its shopping district in phases starting at 1 p.m. And Universal, they're closing its two theme parks tomorrow afternoon, and they will stay closed through Thursday. Also, we were talking about One Blood. It's in need of all blood types, but especially O negative and O positive. And if you're interested in donating in this trying time, you can find their nearest operational blood center at oneblood.org.
Okay, I get a kick out of this, but you know, coffee lovers are giving Starbucks a thumbs down here today, and it's all over the one word, affordability. I call them $5, by the way. 51% of Starbucks customers believe the chain is way too expensive, ranking it the lowest among large coffee shop chains.
Really?
Starbucks says their customers, get this, here's their excuse, you ready? Well, pardon moi, our customers have higher incomes and can afford our prices.
Ah.
Bull.
pretentious.
That's absolutely crazy. But anyway, that's the way they did a survey, man. This is not mine. They did the survey, That's what Starbucks customers are saying. Way too expensive. I guess it rings true when you say, and you call it with the moniker, $5.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it is pricey. I'll go there every now and again. It's pricey. Relatively speaking.
You think?
Yeah. 6:18.
I had to get a loan the last time I was over there.
Okay. Relax. 6:18. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a national gym chain being sued by the Justice Department. Uh-oh. Yeah. We'll get the reasoning behind that random headline and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:23 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a couple minutes. But first, wanted to touch on this as I hinted at it before we went to break. National gym chain LA Fitness being sued by the Justice Department over alleged disability discrimination. The DOJ filed the lawsuit today in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. The lawsuit alleges that LA Fitness violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by having many barriers that prevent members with disabilities from accessing the clubs or using the club's pools and fitness equipment. Interesting.
And I got to tell you something. You are doing just a crazy, diverse way with music today. No, it's not bad. You talk about the spectrum of music bumps.
Yeah. As I said, I've had Bobby Caldwell, Ozzy Osbourne, Demi Lovato, Steve Miller Band, Beyonce, Led Zeppelin, and that was the Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, welcome to American Bandstand, everybody. This is great. Where's Dick Clark when you need him?
We got something for everybody.
Okay, blaze around 8:15. It happened on Monday night on Edgemont Drive. Could have been a lot worse. Scampia Fire Rescue firefighters did another amazing job bringing the flames under control in, get this, Austin, in less than an hour. Saving the family's cat and dog from the burning building. Both pets, by the way, reported in good health here this afternoon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
ECFR says nobody was harmed in the fire. An investigation into the cause of that fire is underway. And, you know, it's kind of like, get in line. You know, I'm talking about lawsuits against TikTok. Another one coming up here. There is a barrage, if you haven't been keeping up with this, there is a barrage of lawsuits against TikTok. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
More than a dozen states and D.C. are suing TikTok, accusing the short-form video app of harming youth mental health with an app designed to be addictive to young people. The separate lawsuits stem from an investigation into TikTok launched in 2022 by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from several states, including California, Kentucky, and New Jersey. At the heart of each lawsuit is the TikTok algorithm, which powers what users see with content tailored to their interests. TikTok doesn't allow kids under 13 to sign up and restricts some content for everyone under 18. But critics say those restrictions can easily be bypassed. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, gunfire erupting on Pensacola Beach Monday night. Let me tell you, the Wild Wild West is active. Can you believe this? Scampi deputies receiving a call. It happened around 10:30. Saying a man had been shot on Via de Luna in Fort Pickens Road. The unidentified man was airlifted to a local hospital. Details on the incident remains pretty sketchy here, although investigators believe the shooting was domestic-related, and investigation continues.
All righty, just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got that accident report causing some congestion on Scenic Highway near Olive Road. And if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, still got backups there pushing you to North Davis Highway. And then the congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Three Mile Bridge, we did have a lot of issues over there because of a vehicle that had caught fire. The congestion is still present, but it has greatly decreased. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 70 tonight. Mostly clear skies. Tomorrow will be the exact same. High of 87, low of 65. Where I will notice there is one difference. Those lows are getting lower and lower as this week progresses. I'm happy about that.
And the highs are getting lower.
Yes, that too. I'm looking forward to
you
that.
See what the high was for Saturday?
I'll tell you right
was
now.
It like 79 degrees or something like
close
that.
Close enough, 80.
Whew, I like it. I'm living that one. Hey, I'm pretty impressed. The president did something right here. He is not traveling overseas this week. As responders prepare for another major hurricane's impact, we're talking about Hurricane Milton, projected to go into the Tampa Bay area late tomorrow night, early Thursday morning. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
President Biden is postponing a scheduled trip to Germany and Angola this week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will instead oversee preparations for and the response to Hurricane Milton, in addition to the ongoing recovery response for Hurricane Helene. The president intended to meet with German leaders and thank them for their support for Ukraine and meet with U.S. forces stationed in Germany. Angola would mark President Biden's first trip to the African continent since taking office. The White House has not announced when the trips will be rescheduled. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm going to tell you about in about 7 or 8 minutes right now, Austin. Deshaun Wills, Watson. A little bit of trouble. Did you see where Jameis played?
I did hear about that.
Because we've talked about this for weeks, and I'm always joking about Jameis is going to play this. He played last weekend for Cleveland.
Very nice.
Deshaun Watson, a lot of trouble. And we'll be talking about that 7 or 8 minutes from right now.
Yes. Also, do you know, I'll just spend a moment to do this because we don't have much time before the Fox News break. Just a bit of a preamble into sports here. An update on the Mets-Phillies game because that's been going on basically the entirety of the time we've been on air this afternoon. The Mets really pulled away in that one. In the top of the eighth, the Mets are up 6-0. If they hold on to that lead and win the game, they'll be up 2-1 on the Phillies. The Phillies were, I think, the second seed in the NL. So look at the Mets trying to sneak in there last minute and just raise hell.
Yeah, so we're taking a sneak peek at sports, which we will get into in just a little bit and more. Hey, are your Guardians 2-0?
No, we are not. We lost to the Tigers 3-0.
Ah, okay.
Last night.
See, that's another team I'd have never even thought about watching or even contemplated until I met you. You got that crazy stuff going for you in those teams.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on, including just some news in the NFL. We had a coach getting fired. We got details on that. And details on a car accident involving a first-round rookie named Nate Wiggins. Got details on that.
Nick Wiggins.
Nate Wiggins.
Oh, Nate Wiggins.
Yes,
Wiggins.
Plays for the Ravens.
Okay, 46 days, Pensacola and Florida's duck hunting season launches briefly November 23rd through December 1st, followed by a brief break, then resumes December 7th through January 26th. FWC confirming hunters, you need those licenses and a management area permit this year.
All righty. Also, just wanted to let you know, Brent crude oil surpassed $80 per barrel yesterday for the first time since August, and oil markets are worrying that Israel could strike Iran's oil industry. President Biden says he's opposed to Israel hitting Iran's nuclear facilities because of the likelihood of Iran retaliating by disrupting the Strait of Hormuz. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Didn't know for sure.
It sounds good to me, man. Sure, why not?
I am painfully American when it comes to my accent and pronunciation.
Hallelujah. We're going to be talking in just a minute here about South Alabama's 51st Annual National Shrimp Fest coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Florida is preparing for Hurricane Milton less than 2 weeks after Helene hit the state. FEMA Response and Recovery Acting Director Keith Turry tells Fox News that locals need to steer clear from the storm's path.
Yes, it can be inconvenient to leave your home, but you don't have to go hundreds of miles. You just have to go sometimes tens of miles away from the shore, away from those evacuation zones.
While not all of Florida is expected to be in the direct path of Milton, surrounding areas can still see storm surges and other impacts. Fox Weather's Haley Myers in Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, in a lot of ways, has actually become a safe haven for people leaving out of Tampa. Now, take that with a grain of salt, though, because we are under a mandatory evacuation order for portions of Volusia County that will start Wednesday morning.
The storm is expected to make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow gained 126 points. The S&P 500 eked into record territory, gaining 55, and the NASDAQ went up 259 points. PepsiCo reporting third quarter earnings that beat Wall Street's expectations, but their revenue was weaker than expected. Recalls related to its Quaker Foods North America business continue to weigh on its sales. Walmart is opening 5 more pet service centers over the next month. It's part of their larger strategy to help capitalize on a high-frequency category that's popular across customer age groups. Shares of Walmart down slightly in after-hours trading. West Texas Intermediate oil futures dropped 4% today after rising to start the week. Traders continue to watch Israel's expected retaliation to Iran missile attacks. Crude futures for November under 74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Injuries, drama, coaches getting fired, and a star player running the entire organization. Are we talking about Kevin Durant's time with the Nets or Aaron Rodgers' year-and-a-half mess with the Jets? Sure, KD won a playoff series, but he was a failure as a Net, and Aaron may never make the playoffs with the Jets, let alone win a playoff game. What I'm seeing right now with Rodgers gives me flashbacks to KD's time in Brooklyn. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Amendment 4, the ballot initiative that would enshrine in the Constitution a right to an abortion. We also talked about Santa Rosa County Commission meeting deciding to fund the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility to an additional $800,000, and had a really interesting conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about these families who cry about their babies that were little angels that were involved in these criminal shootings. Do the families know that they were bad? Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we had some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that congestion, while present, has greatly decreased. Gulf Breeze Parkway, whether it be you're traveling westbound towards Fairpoint Drive or eastbound towards Tiger Point, both directions have completely cleared out. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking beautiful right now. And then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's still backed up, but the congestion is slowly but surely decreasing. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, a beautiful Wednesday. Sunny skies with a high of 87 and low of 65.
6:37, News Radio 92.3. Just want to kind of go over the board here at Pensacola International. If you're expecting people coming up from the Central Florida or the Miami area, well, the Miami's okay, but the Central Florida is not. And I say that specifically, the Tampa flights are done for this afternoon and probably for the next day or so because of the hurricane. But the Orlando flights are still operating. In fact, got an Orlando flight, wheels down 710. Now, it's been delayed about, 50 minutes. They made up some time. Remember I told you they notified me the flight, it was in flight. So it was like an hour and 30 minutes delay. Now it's only about a 50-minute delay. They're making up some time. Silver Flight 60 coming up out of Orlando. They shut Orlando down tomorrow at 8 a.m., so the flights coming out of that area still operating. Orlando, Nick's on the Tampa flights. That ain't happening, so they shut that. Just real quickly here, other airports in Florida that are their schedules you might need to know about. Orlando closes tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Tampa's already closed. They closed at 9 this morning. Orlando Sanford International will close also as of 8 a.m. Wednesday morning. Melbourne Orlando International Airport will close to commercial flights 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, Daytona Beach, St. Pete. Now, St. Pete is closed, actually, the last flight tonight. Remember, we talked about this. Last flight out, they've instructed the people at the gate, turn off the lights in the terminal, we're out of here.
Right.
So they're shutting down the terminal tonight after the last flight. That's St. Pete, Clearwater International, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach, Miami, Jacksonville, Southwest Florida airports, all operating. And looking okay.
Okay, good to know. We were kind of giving a bit of a preamble to the sports segment before we went to break, and I gave an update on the Mets-Phillies, that game, top of the eighth still. Gosh, I wish I could read. Mets up 6-0 there. Later on tonight, we're going to have Dodgers and Padres, that series tied at 1-1. And also, just on the college football scene, got a score update here for you. Florida International and Liberty, low-scoring game here to start at the end of the first quarter, tied at 3.
I wanted how the, you know, that's, I don't know what. They're playing this game in Virginia, I guess. Is that the Emory?
Yes, Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay, up in Virginia. So what happens if the weather goes south and that doggone team from Central Florida?
Well, FIU's like more Miami.
Still, Miami's preparing. Look, there you go. I mean, it's preparing for the storm. You don't know what's going to happen with this storm. How they would put themselves in jeopardy of maybe not making it back home.
Well, I mean,
or getting stuck in the freeway traffic.
That's the thing. Well, they'll be delayed.
They can't fly into the airports.
What are you going to do? FIU, they don't have anywhere to be.
Let's worry about a bigger fish here. We're going to talk about an embattled NFL quarterback, goes by the name of Watson. He's in a little bit of trouble. Fox's Jared Max has reports on this.
2 years since NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson served an 11-game suspension following accusations of sexual assault and misconduct, for which criminal cases were denied by two Texas grand juries, Watson has settled a case against him brought last month. Watson accused of sexual assault and battery from an alleged incident in 2020 when Watson was still a member of the Houston Texans. The current Cleveland Browns quarterback denied these allegations. His attorney, Rusty Hardin, settled a dispute with Watson's accuser through her lawyer, Tony Busby, who told ESPN, "We have now resolved our client's claim with Deshaun Watson. The settlement is confidential." Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, Deshaun Watson is having a terrible year.
Yes.
Bottom line, I mean, do you think some of the stress of these cases here may be playing on his mental ability to really skipper that team?
I'm not saying that he has not had his psyche derailed over the course of the past few years, but I will say the Browns, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Steelers fan, the Browns have a nasty habit of misusing quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, look at what he's doing in Tampa right now.
He's a hero.
Yeah, in Tampa Bay. Yep. But in Cleveland, he was far more of a mixed bag, and he was far less explosive.
Yeah, he's having a great year. You want to talk real quickly here? Let me just touch on some high school games.
All right.
We have a Thursday game coming up here, and if you don't mind, if you can give me your take in terms of who gets the green light and who doesn't. Thursday's game, it is West Florida at Panama City Bay.
I'll take Bay.
All right. Let's move to Friday. Pensacola Catholic at Walton.
I'll take Catholic, but that's a tough one on the road, especially.
Pace and Tate.
Gosh, I got to take Tate. And I hate it, but I got to take him. It'll be hopefully a good game, though.
You see, you're in the same kind of boat in terms of me with the Ole Miss game in LSU.
Right.
And I can respect that. Scambia versus Pensacola High School used to be a massive game here in Pensacola back in the 60s. Jimmy Haynes coaching days and it's not what it used to be, but it is it is Friday night.
Yeah, a long time ago, those two teams had their success. Incredible. And then Pensacola recently, they just collapsed as a program back when I was in high school and a little bit beyond. But now they're turning it around and they're at home, it sounds like, for this game. And if that's the case, it's going to be one heck of a game. I think I said I'll give it to Pensacola.
You know, and they used to always kind of put that game, they timed it out according to the fair that used to be, the Pensacola Interstate Fair, that used to be on Fairfield Drive, not his present location, but this is, like I'm saying, 60s. But people would line up at that stadium, Tiger Stadium, hours before the game would start. Hours they were in line to get in, and it was always packed. It was a big deal here in Pensacola. Let's move on. Pine Forest, Booker T. Washington.
I'll take Pine Forest, but that's going to be a tough environment for them, especially if they're on the road.
Okay, Navarre, Crestview.
I'll take Crestview. I think Navarre, they're riding high right now. They just lost by 10 to Escambia, but that Escambia is a good team. To compete with them says a lot. To beat Tate a couple weeks ago, they're still riding high after that. I think Crestview might trip them up.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah.
All right.
Bulldogs.
Jay's a pretty good team. They won 49-0 last week.
I'd say they're all right.
They're taking on Northview this week.
I got to take Jay.
I guess so.
If Northview beats them.
And I like the Chiefs, man. Come on.
Yeah, if Northview beats them, we're going to have a conversation about the Chiefs now.
You're right. Okay, Gulf Breeze versus Milton.
Man, just two of the lower end teams here. I'm gonna have to take Gulf Breeze, and it sounds mean, but I promise it's not meant to be. But I said it earlier this afternoon. One of those teams has proven they can win a game. Gulf Breeze has a win, so I'm gonna have to take the Dolphins there.
Enough said. Okay, here is your Fox Sports update with Joe Morgan this afternoon.
The Chiefs will enter their bye week without a loss. Kansas City defeated the Saints 26-13 on Monday Night Football, improving to 5-0 on the season. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes completed 28 of his 39 passing attempts for 331 yards. Tight end Travis Kelce had a season-high 9 catches for 70 yards, and wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster had 130 receiving yards. Saints quarterback Derek Carr left the game in the fourth quarter with an oblique injury as New Orleans dropped its third in a row. With the win, the Chiefs joined the Vikings as the only NFL teams without a loss through the first 5 weeks of the season. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, and you know we were talking about the psyche, Deshaun Watson, and was this his continuing lawsuit issues happening? Did it play on his mind? I looked into the eyes of some football players, and you know, Travis Kelce. Did you see the game last night?
No, I know that the Chiefs won 26-13.
Yeah, you know, but you looked at him, you know, the shots when he had his helmet off, he just didn't look like he was really focused. And I don't know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but...
It's a combination of things, Chris. Whether it be just whatever else is on his mind, but also he's been doing commercials. He's been doing a podcast with his brother. His brother's no longer in the league with him. He's older. People have been questioning, hey, when are you going to retire? He made note that he's past his prime. There's several things that you can consider. And when you see the Chiefs widely being considered to get bailed out by the refs every week and to be lucky to be unbeaten. Oh, I'm not saying it. I'm just regurgitating what social media folks are saying. When you've got,
it's all true on social media.
I don't believe in blaming the refs personally, not for the outcome of a game. But no, you know, you've got people saying, oh, well, they're not even as good as they look. It's a lot for Travis. I could definitely see him having a lot on his noggin.
I love the Buffalo wing spot with his brother. and he says, I have a brother. Well, why isn't he here?
Right.
I don't know. I wonder if that makes Travis feel a little bad when he sees that spot.
I don't know. Well, I mean, as I said, it's a lighthearted way of basically highlighting what I've been talking about.
Okay, Governor DeSantis down in down in Ocala today, and he held a presser and gave an update on the hurricane situation.
Port of Tampa, for example, our Gulf Coast ports are not going to be receiving ships at this point, per the Coast Guard. They do have a lot of fuel that's on hand, and the dockside operations will be continuing. We are assuming, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we are assuming that there's going to be significant damage to the Port of Tampa, so we're operating as if there's going to be a significant interruption in their ability to receive fuel, and Kevin and his team are actively working to get around that so that we have the ability to continue bringing fuel into the state subsequent to the impacts from the storm. You know, as we've been noting, we have taken on this debris mission to supplement the local governments in areas like Pinellas and Manatee, which saw a lot of debris left over for Hurricane Helene. Continue, local officials, private contractors, continue the debris removal mission. Our folks are going to continue to work 24/7. Our executive order requires the landfills to be open 24/7. And in fact, we've had to even pry a couple of them open to make sure that not just the state trucks and the private vendors, but also private citizens are able to drop off debris. We want to get as much of the debris picked up as is possible. And as I noted, when we saw that there was a storm forming, we understood that there was a lot of debris on the ground. Some of the contractors work at different paces. This was not something that they were necessarily doing very quickly. So we took all state assets that were available throughout the state, took them off their normal missions, and surged them into these affected areas. We've now deployed over 300 dump trucks, and they are continuing to work 24/7. So we have had, just with Florida Department of Transportation, in the last 48 hours, they've removed 1,200 truckloads of debris from those hard hit areas. That's almost 22,000 cubic yards. That is the equivalent moving in 48 hours with our state asset than what any single private contractor has been able to do in the entire time since Hurricane Helene.
All righty. Again, that's Ron DeSantis there. And audio courtesy of Baywatch 9. We appreciate that. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. And when we return, we'll hit that final stretch of the same, you know, usual stuff that we touch on, such as like stock prices, but also some more frivolous things as well. All that and more coming up after the break right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Stern Chiropractic Clinic is honored to be recognized as the best chiropractic clinic, best massage therapy, and best pain management clinic. If you need relief from neck or back pain, headaches, auto injury, or other conditions, visit sternchiroclinic.com to schedule an appointment.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 6:52 here. You know, I hinted at this before break, so we'll go ahead and knock this out of the way early. Wall Street closing higher as stocks rebound from Monday's sell-off. Technology shares advanced with Meta Platforms. Tesla and Microsoft up more than 1% to help lift markets. Oil prices eased as investors monitored the latest developments in the Middle East. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 126 points to 4280. The S&P 500 added 55 points to 5751. And the NASDAQ rose 259 points to 18182.
Exciting news coming to Warren. Or potential exciting news. Folks over there might see construction of four new tennis courts and a pickleball court. Gulf Beach. Don't get this confused. Gulf Beach tennis courts plans for developing four clay courts along with lighting. The project filed by Manfred Kloss does not have a review date set by Escambia's Development Review Committee. Now, the pickleball court project will be built on Leroy Paulson Lane. This is in the Pless Landing subdivision. Development is in the initial application stage with the DRC, which will review the project tomorrow during its weekly agenda meeting.
All righty. And a new climate report warns immediate action is needed to prevent a climate crisis. Researchers at Oregon State University led an international coalition to produce the report ahead of a United Nations climate change convention in November. It cites record-setting high temperatures on land and sea, ice in Greenland and Antarctica declining to all-time lows, and more than 2,300 heat-related deaths in the U.S. last year. They recommend a global carbon tax to limit emissions, encouraging a change in diets to emphasize eating plant-based foods, and more climate change education in classrooms.
Okay, an interesting story crossing the wires today I wanted to share with you. There is reports now on how a woman attacked in the wilderness found a unique way to recover. Now, Fox's Jill Nato has more on this story.
Take a pause.
How do you recover from an attack by a polar bear? Paddleboard instructor Erin Green does it by paddleboarding near beluga whales.
What the whales bring to me primarily is a sense of presence and joy.
She's in the polar bear capital of the world, Churchill, Manitoba, along Canada's Hudson Bay. It's also home to the world's largest population of beluga whales. Back in 2013, she was attacked by a bear. Soon after, she found paddleboarding improved her outlook, and paddling around belugas made her feel even better.
It's quite a different connection than with any other animal because the whales are truly choosing to socialize with you. Like, they want to play.
And she says she's safe around these guys, even though they get up to 3,500 pounds.
They genuinely want to play. They want to play tag. They want to knock a couple paddleboarders off, you know, have a little fun.
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right. Interesting story here. In the original days at Gulf Breeze High School, they've got a dolphin out front.
Yeah. But
that's the second version of the dolphin. The first version, we used to always make joke, it was actually a humpback beluga whale.
Really?
No, we didn't. We used to joke about that.
Oh, it wasn't.
The story was about the humpback beluga whale. Well, we're talking about water activity. This is what I wanted to get at. Do you want to, or have you ever dreamed of becoming a Pensacola Beach lifeguard?
Me personally, no.
Well, if you did.
Do I look the part?
Well, if you did. If you said to me, of course I've always wanted to do that. That's on my bucket list. Tryouts underway December 7th and 8th. You can write this down on your calendar. 1 p.m. over at the UWF Aquatic Center. That is in Building 72 on campus. Attending and passing a tryout is required for employment. Training includes successfully passing 80 hours of open water training. That does me in right there. And emergency medical training. If you'd like some more information about this, contact my good friend. He's the water safety chief for the beach, Dave Greenwood. His number is 850-554-4302.
All righty, just passed.
I wonder if he'll appreciate me giving his number out.
Well, we'll find out after, I guess. Just about 6:55 here, just past 6:55, actually. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Not too much going on the roads. Just have some minor congestion traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees right now. Low of 70 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow is going to be the first day where we're really seeing those lows start to really drop. We've got a high of 87 and a low of 65 on a sunny Tuesday.
Okay, PPD's online sexting actually nabbed a 76-year-old guy. His name is Frank Robotham. On Monday, Circuit Judge John Simon sentenced him to 5 years in prison after he previously pleaded no contest to using a computer or electronic device to seduce, solicit, or lure a child for sex. Get this, he was already part of the Florida Sex Offender Registry following his, get this, 2018 conviction of the same charges.
Mm.
He hasn't learned.
No, he has not.
Maybe this time.
Hopefully.
Maybe this time.
Also, a strange situation in L.A. At a downtown L.A. Men's Central Jail, there was a deadly hazmat situation. One person dead, six others injured this morning after an incident involving a hazardous material. Initial reports indicate the death may have been related to an overdose involving what authorities are describing as a white powder. Additional details about the substance and whether the victims were all inmates have not been provided. You know, you hear drug overdose, white powder, you're thinking cocaine, right?
Absolutely,
but
yeah, sure.
Hazardous material needing hazmats, several people being injured, and they haven't declassified what it is based on how this headline's reported. That's kind of disturbing.
It really is. We did hear from Sonia Daniel, Escambia Deputy Supervisor of Elections. She says, here's a few key dates that she wants to pass along and hope that our listeners will kind of grasp onto. October 24th is the deadline for vote by mail request. Early voting is October 26th through November 2nd. Now, that's in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd. In Santa Rosa, November 5th, Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast that ballot at any early voting site. You got to have that photo ID and proof of signature. And don't forget, I want you to put this down on your calendar. 7 p.m., November 5th, election night.
Yes.
We start our election coverage on News Radio 92.3, and we personally invite you to join us.
Yes. Please, we get lonely up in here. Lastly, the Amazon Prime Big Deal Day sale is underway, and Chris, you've taken part in this. It's offering shoppers thousands of deals through Wednesday on things like laptops, tablets, headphones, toys, and everyday items, and it marks the unofficial kickoff to the holiday shopping season. You got yourself a vacuum cleaner, you said?
I was kind of perusing the aisles for the past couple of weeks looking for my vacuum cleaner that I was looking for.
Right.
Went right up to Amazon Prime today. It was one of their specials, $250 vacuum cleaner, $119.
So yeah, Chris, we're gonna have to charge him. He stole. He got himself a steal.
And I'm smiling about it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.